Today's story is a story about a beautiful flower, the Parijata. According to the Puranas, there once lived a princess, a beautiful princess called Parijataka. She was fair and she shone brightly like the moon, frail, thin, delicate. But she was in love with Surya, the sun god. But sadly for her, Surya was already married to Sharanyu, and so he refused to marry Parijataka. And Parijataka was heartbroken and she turned into ashes. And out of her ashes in Swargaloka, in Lord Indra's palace, comes up the Parijata tree. A sturdy, beautiful tree with beautiful green shaded leaves. But the speciality of the tree was its beautiful Parijata flowers. Beautiful white flowers with delicate petals, as delicate as Princess Parijataka, and with beautiful bright orange colored stalks, the orange color of the sun that she loved. But she was delicate. They also tell that the tree sheds its flower at the first touch of the rays of the sun, and she blooms only at the night. And like tears, the moment that the first rays of the sun fall on the Parijata tree, all the flowers wither and die and fall down. But these flowers spread their fragrance during the day, and that, they say, is the sign of Parijataka's love for her Surya, the sun god. And so today's story is about the Parijata flower. Once, the mischief maker sage Narada gets a few flowers from the Parijata trees from Indra's Swargaloka and gives them to God Krishna. Now Krishna has two wives, Rukmini and Satyabhama. Krishna goes and gives the Parijata flowers to Rukmini. And Narada, this mischief maker sage, goes to Satyabhama and tells her, "See, Krishna has given those beautiful Parijata flowers to Rukmini, and he did not give it to you. You have to go and ask him to get it for you." And so she goes angry and insists that Krishna gets her the tree from Indraloka. She does not want the flowers of the Parijata. She wants the tree to be inside her garden. And so she insists that Krishna get her the tree from Indraloka and plant it in her garden so that she could have this beautiful, exotic, fragrant flowers falling down like a carpet in her garden. And so she puts this condition on Krishna and tells him, we will go to Indraloka because that is where this Parijata tree is. And I want the tree in my garden. And Narada, as usual, the mischievous sage, has meanwhile gone and warned Indra that for sure Krishna and Satyabhama will come to his Indraloka to steal a branch of this tree. And slowly and stealthily they come in and they break a branch of the Parijata tree. And just about when they are about to escape from Indraloka, Indra comes and catches them red-handed with this branch of tree between them. And there begins a big fight. But Indra loses the battle and he curses both Krishna and Satyabhama that the plants would never bear fruits, but it would bear the flowers. And so there goes Krishna along with Satyabhama and that branch of Parijata tree. And once the tree arrived in Dwaraka, Rukmini too took a fancy to it because of those beautiful flowers. And she also fought and insisted with Krishna that she wanted this beautiful flowers. And Krishna was in a dilemma. He was in a confusion. Both of them his favorite queens, Rukmini and Satyabhama, both of them want it. Now what can he do? Whom should he favor and whom should he have a fight with? And then Krishna realized that what Satyabhama had said was that she wanted the Parijata tree while Rukmini wanted the beautiful flowers. And so Krishna planted the tree in such a manner that it grew in Satyabhama's house and its flowers carpeted the whole of Rukmini's courtyard. And so Satyabhama asked for the tree and she got it. And Rukmini wanted the flowers and she too got what her heart desired. And so, even though it is a very sad story about Princess Parijataka, the flowers with their beauty and their fragrance still spread joy and happiness.